This week was meant to mark a new chapter for FIFA, a key vote on reforms designed to turn it into a trusted and professional sports organisation. Instead, the scale of that task was made clear as US authorities charged 16 FIFA officials. Authorities alleged that money destined to help natural disaster relief and grassroots football programmes was siphoned off and lucrative media rights sold off for bribes. The charges target several of the most senior football executives in South and Central America.
The scale of corruption alleged herein is unconscionable. And the message from this announcement should be clear to every culpable individual who remains in the shadows, hoping to evade this ongoing investigation. You will not wait us out, and you will not escape our focus.
The U.S. charges came hours after the arrest of two FIFA vice presidents by Swiss police at this Zurich hotel. The allegations lay bare the hypocrisy at the heart of FIFA, says sports historian Philip Barker, who spoke to VOA via Skype.
The kind of coaching facilities that they're setting up, the coaching expertise that they're sending in, it all does come across rather empty when it turns out that people are actually enriching themselves from the funds that are supposed to be helping football at the grassroots. It's very disturbing.
11 current and former members of FIFA's executive committee have been charged in the US investigation. The acting president of FIFA pledged full cooperation.
From our point of view, the events that have taken place this morning underscore the necessity to establish a complete program of reforms for FIFA.
Those reforms include reducing the power of FIFA's executive committee and greater transparency. The body is due to elect a new president in February, but the criminal investigations could engulf that process.
This is one of the big problems with the FIFA investigations, that those who were perceived as being the new broom that might help to clean out the house have also been subject to allegations.
Meanwhile, former President Sepp Blatter remains suspended as part of a separate investigation by Swiss authorities into a $2 million payment to European football head Michel Platini. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.